Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 68, Scene 5, The Marriage of Samba and Lakshmana. For the most part, it was the practice of the Kshatriya kings to inaugurate some kind of fighting between the parties of the bride and bridegroom before a marriage. So when Samba forcibly took away Lakshmana, the elder members of the Kuru dynasty were pleased to see that he was actually the suitable match for Lakshmana. In order to see Samba's personal strength, however, they fought with him, and without any respect for the regulations of fighting, the Kurus arrested him. And when the Yadu dynasty decided to release Samba from the confinement of the Kurus, Lord Balaram came personally to settle the matter, and as a powerful Kshatriya, Balaram ordered the Kurus to free Samba immediately. The Kauravas became superficially insulted by this order, and so they challenged Lord Balaram's power. They simply wanted to see Balaram exhibit his inconceivable strength. Thus, with great pleasure, they handed over their daughter Lakshmana to Samba, and the whole matter was settled. Being affectionate towards his daughter Lakshmana, Duryodhana had her married to Samba in great pomp. For her dowry, Duryodhana first gave 1,200 elephants, each of which were at least 60 years old. Then Duryodhana gave 10,000 nice horses, 6,000 chariots, which were dazzling like the sunshine, and 1,000 maidservants who were decorated with golden ornaments. Lord Balaram, the most prominent member of the Yadu dynasty, acted as guardian of the bridegroom Samba and very pleasingly accepted the dowry. Balaram was very satisfied after his great reception from the side of the Kurus, and accompanied by the newly married couple, started towards his capital city, Dwaraka. Lord Balaram triumphantly reached Dwaraka, where he met with many citizens who were all his devotees and friends. And when they all assembled, Lord Balaram narrated the whole story of the marriage, and they were astonished to hear how Balaram had made the city of Hastinapur tremble. It is confirmed by Shukadeva Goswami that the site of Hastinapur is now known as New Delhi, and the river flowing through the city is called Yamuna, although in those days it was known as the Ganges. From authorities like Jiva Goswami, it is also confirmed that the Ganges and Yamuna are the same river flowing in different courses. The part of the Ganges which flows through Hastinapur to the area of Vrindavan is called the Yamuna because it is sanctified by the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna. The part of Hastinapur which slopes towards the Yamuna becomes inundated during the rainy season and thus reminds everyone of Lord Balaram's threatening to cast the city into the Ganges. Thus ends Chapter 68, Scene 5, The Marriage of Samba and Lakshmana. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Yatya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadam nagati kutopi, Dayan Suvam Tasyaya Chastri Sandhyam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam
By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. And without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. I should therefore always remember and praise my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. At least 3 times a day, I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my glorious spiritual master.